This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses International Conference of Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on gender inclusiveness. Says government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality. Health Ministry directs government hospitals and health facilities to operate OPD services on public holidays as well. International Relations Committee of Parliament asks government to make appointment of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. And Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed in Mongolia despite International Criminal Court's arrest warrant. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality in the country. The Prime Minister's remark came during his address to the three-day International Conference of Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on Gender Inclusiveness organized by the National Human Rights Commission in Kathmandu today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government is committed to abiding by constitutional provisions on fundamental rights and executing the international commitments and agreements. The Prime Minister informed the international conference that Nepal has guaranteed at least 33% women participation in all the bodies of the three tiers of the state. More than 150 representatives from 19 countries of Asia and Pacific region have been participating in the conference. Prime Minister and CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said his party will not form a coalition with any political party in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Addressing the third Politburo meeting of the party at the central office in Ladipur today, UML chairperson Oli stated that a collaboration could be made with other political parties based on elections results, but he denied possibility of forming a coalition for election purposes. The chairperson emphasized for smooth functioning of the party's organizations and implementing its action plans. The International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives has drawn attention of the government to pay attention to proportional inclusive principle while recommending the names Nepali ambassadors. The committee held a discussion with the Minister for Foreign Affairs at Simhadabad today and directed the government to make appointments of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. The committee also held a discussion with Foreign Minister about recently held India visit and appointment of ambassadors. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba claimed that her recent official visit to India enhanced the mutual goodwill and promoted cooperation and collaboration between the two countries. The timeline of the Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on Misuse of Cooperative Funds has been extended by 14 days. The meeting of the House of Representatives today unanimously endorsed a proposal seeking the extension of the probe committee's timeline. Similarly, President of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the Parliament, Amar Bahadur Thapa, presented the committee's report on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2024. He also presented the report of the committee on Nepal University Bill 2024 in the National Assembly. Likewise, the House of Representatives also approved the proposal to send the Securities First Amendment Bill 2024 and the proposal to send the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2024 to the concerned committees for clause-wise discussions. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed 34 government hospitals and health facilities to operate the outpatient department OPD services also on public holidays. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Buratoki confirmed that the ministry has sent circular to the hospitals urging them to operate the OPD services on public holidays as well. The office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers some days back had sent a letter to the Health Ministry asking it to ensure that the government hospitals provide all services, including the OPD services, on public holidays as well. The government issued this directive after it received complaints about government hospitals and health facilities not delivering all types of health services on public holidays. Defence Minister Manbir Poon has instructed Nepali Army to expedite construction activities to complete Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track on the slated time. During the annual progress review of the fiscal year 2023-24 and ministry level development problem solving committee meeting organized at the Defence Ministry today, Minister Rai stressed the need of completing the construction of the National Pride Project at the earliest. The overall fiscal progress of the under construction fast track is 35.38% and financial progress is 36.66% so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudal says the government is working to achieve economic growth by investing in new projects. During a meeting today with Teresa Daban Sanchez, the International Monetary Fund IMF resident representative for Nepal, the finance minister reiterated the government's dedication to carefully evaluating loans and investments in result-oriented projects. He also expressed the government's commitment to implementing policy reforms advised during the fourth review of the IMF Extended Credit Facility for Nepal. Qatar's ambassador to Nepal, Mishal bin Muhammad Ali Al-Ansari, today paid a courtesy call on Ministry for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey. In the meeting held at the Culture Ministry, the two exchanged views on possible measures for promoting the bilateral interest, culture and tourism sector, discussing the civil aviation issues as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reached Mongolia, marking his first visit to an international criminal court ICC member since it issued a warrant for his arrest last year. According to the BBC, Leader Putin was welcomed by Mongolia's leader at a lavish ceremony in the Asian nation's capital, Ulaanbaatar, on Tuesday. The Russian leader is wanted by the court for the alleged illegal deportation of Ukrainian children. A spokesperson from the Kremlin said he was not concerned Mr. Putin would be arrested during the visit. Ahead of his visit, Ukraine had urged Mongolia to arrest Mr. Putin. ICC members are expected to detain suspects if an arrest warrant has been issued, but there is no enforcement mechanism. The Hague-based court last week said members had an obligation to take action. However, Mongolia has not publicly responded to Ukraine or the ICC's call. Mongolia has not condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and declined to vote on the conflict at the United Nations. The landlocked country, which also borders China, relies on Russia for gas and electricity. At least 129 people were killed during a weekend prison break attempt at the largest jail in the Democratic Republic of Congo. AFP news agency cited the country's interior ministry on Tuesday as saying the expected human toll was 129, including 24 who were shot. After warnings, Minister Jackman Shabani said in a video message, adding that at least 59 others had been wounded at the Makala prison in the capital of Kinshasa. His ministry said several people had been crushed or suffocated and a number of women had been raped. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country chances. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Kandag Province and Lumini Province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses International Conference of Human Rights Institutions of Asia and Pacific Region on Gender Inclusiveness. Says government is committed to ensuring social justice and equality. Health Ministry directs government hospitals and health facilities to operate OPD services on public holidays as well. International Relations Committee of Parliament asks government to make appointments of ambassadors inclusive and transparent. And Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed in Mongolia despite International Criminal Court's arrest warrant. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.